Hello.
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Chris from Local Flash. I'm speaking with Nancy.
Yes, this is her.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm actually calling in for your client interview to set up your Local Flash account, which takes around 20 to 30 minutes. I just want to check if this is a good time for you.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Now, this client interview, the reason we're actually conducting this, it's because we will be gathering content as well as keywords about your business so that we can achieve the highest online ranking. So we're going to be discussing a few things in this call. If you have any questions, ma'am, just let me know so that we can answer them.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Now, the first thing that we need to do here on your Local Flash account is actually set up a security question. Now, we do have three questions here that you can choose from. Now, let me know which of this works for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. The question we have available is mother's maiden name, the city you were born, and first pet's name.
City where I was born.
The city, okay. What's the city you were born?
Boaz.
Oh.
B-O-A-Z.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just save it here. Perfect. There I go. I've saved that as the security question and the security answer on your account. Now, aside from yourself, is there someone that you would like to be added in case you're busy? Those people or those person could call on behalf of you.
Yes.
Okay.
Husband.
Okay. Can I get his full name, please?
And his name is Luis Hernandez.
Okay.
Luis, L-U-I-S, Hernandez. Do you want me to spell that out for you?
Oh, no need, ma'am. I think I have his information here.
Okay.
But I only missing his phone number. Can you provide his phone number to me?
318-918-9696.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Let me just save it here. Okay. So it's going to be the both of you who is authorized to make changes on the account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Just inform Luis about the security question because we will be asking that whenever he's going to call or make any changes on your Local Flash account.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. So right now, the next part of the interview is verifying your company information. We want to make sure that we have all the details correct here. So if there's like wrong information, just let me know so that I can update it right away.
Okay.
Now, perfect. So the business name, it's LH Lawn Services, LLC.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the phone number that customers could call is 318-918-9171.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to see that here. And for email address, it's lhlawnservicesllc@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Now, looking here at the webs on your information forwarded to us by Tina, she's the client services team manager who set up your account. She mentioned that you don't have a website yet, so we're going to be creating a website for you. And she was actually proposing that the website's domain should be based on your company name. So earlier, Tina and I was checking the available domains for you, and it is still available, so we could use LHLawnServicesLLC.com. Would you like us to use that as your website domain?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Just give me one second here. Let me just save that. Now, when it comes to this website, our web developers is requesting if you can send them pictures or probably a logo or a business card. In that way, they can also include that on your website. Now, this phone number I'm calling you, the one ending in 9171, Are you able to receive SMS or text messages here?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll send you an SMS on your phone. This is actually our email address. That's where you can send the pictures, and you can send them later or as soon as you're available.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, the website itself that we're also going to be creating, you have the option in the future to actually own it, like have full access of it. You can purchase the website, the domain itself, which is lhlawandservicesllc.com. The amount for the domain is $99. Just let us know in the future so that our tech specialist could also assist you.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Thank you. So right now, the next part of the interview is actually the keywords or the services that we're going to test your information online. Now, Tina also forwarded the keywords or your service to us, but we just want to make sure we've covered everything here. So I've sent you a text message on your phone now with all the keywords she just sent to us. Please let me know if you'd like to add some or remove some.
Okay. I know my husband said he wanted to do more of the landscaping, and I know they can also do the fences, and he, so that could be added too.
Okay, let me just add that here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what we're missing is landscaping services. So okay, let me add that keyword. How about hardscaping? Do you happen to do that service as well?
No, I don't think they do it yet.
Not yet. Okay, just the landscaping.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me just update that here. I'm just adding the landscaping services as a keyword. Any other keywords that you might like to add aside from that? I think fence, we have wood fencing there, but would you like me to add fencing as a keyword?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I think do some hardscaping.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Let me just go ahead and update that here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just update the list here. Oh, okay, perfect. Now, if in case you'd like to update the keywords as well, you do have an option for us to send a text message. Just reply to the text message it sent you. You can also call. You can also send us an email with the keywords that you would like to be added or removed from the list in case you'd like it updated.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me just go ahead and lock in the keywords. So you're good with the list, right? I'm just adding the hardscaping here.
Yeah,
so
I think we can remove the lawn for now, the lawn mowing.
Okay. Lawn mowing. Okay. Okay.
If you want to.
It's done.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let me just update that list here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. It's updated. Thank you so much for that. So right now, the next part of the interview is actually just a few questions about the business, about the company. In that, we will know how we're going to market this online. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what do customers like about their services?
Well, let's see. I guess the price, but the quality work.
Quality work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the company itself, when was established or founded? Like the year it was established?
2020.
Okay. But when it comes to experience, how long or how many years do you have in providing these kind of services?
It's over 10 years.
Over, okay. And this is a family-owned business, right?
Yes.
It is, okay. And how many family members are currently working in a company?
Three.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much for that. Now, how about for business hours or the time that you're going to be accepting calls? What's the time that you'd like us to promote here that customers could call you?
I would say, let's say, 7 to 6.
7 to 6, okay. Is this Monday through Friday, or does this go to Saturday or Sunday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, okay, perfect. And how about for payments? What's the mode or types of payment you're accepting for your business?
Checks, and then we also take PayPal and Venmo.
Okay, PayPal and Venmo. You don't accept card or credit or debit card payments for now, right?
No, not right now.
Not, okay, all right. Thank you so much for that. So let me just go ahead and now I just want to check here because I see that you have already created a Google Map page for the business. Do you or your husband have access to this page? Can you make any changes? Can you add another person to help you out here?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, all right. Okay, perfect. Now, what's going to happen? I'm just going to give you a heads up that after our call, you're going to be receiving an email instruction in how to add us to the Google business profile or your Google page. Now, if you have an internet browser right now, or you can actually, you can open it. I can go ahead and walk you through on how to add us. You can just go to business.google.com.
On, let me see.
Thank you.
You said business.google.com?
That's correct.
Okay. It just, okay. Where it says manage now.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Or log in if there's a login bot. Or sign in if there's a sign in option.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me know once you have signed in.
Okay.
So I've sent you a text message. Basically, that's the link directly to your Google business profile page.
So I click on that link.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's this gonna be like? Is it gonna be so you guys can manage it or?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. So that we can also optimize that Google page.
Oh. Okay. I think I clicked on it.
Is it asking to sign in or log in or type in your password or your username?
No.
Or is it? Okay. What's the option that you're seeing now on your end? Are you seeing manage users?
No. I can see if I can find.
Sure.
Well, let me click on the link and see what it does.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now it's telling me to sign in.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be asking for an email. That's going to be the email that you use to create that Google business profile.
It just goes into the verification personal.
Is it asking for reset the password or verify your account or?
No, it's just, it just logged into the account and it's two-step verifications and all that stuff, personal information.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see the manage.
Two-step verification. Okay. Are you able to see three horizontal lines at the lower, upper left side of the page?
It's on the right side on me, but.
On the right side of here. Okay. All right. It's the same. Okay. Perfect. Now, when you tap or click on it, what options are you seeing?
It just says help and send feedback. And manage your Google account. Is that on the, when I click on the, hold on.
Yes, uh-huh. So sometimes what's going to happen is that Google has actually a security feature right now. It's asking for a two-step verification. So it needs, before you can access the account, it needs to send like a code to your phone or a code to your email address.
Okay. Okay. I did that.
Okay.
I did the verification, but I mean, just.
Okay. Let me know if you have successfully logged into your account.
I've been logged in. I don't know where to go.
Oh, all right. Okay. So, all right. Perfect. Great. I'm sorry. I was actually waiting if you were logged in. So, okay. So what options are you, or what things are you seeing now on your phone or on your device?
It just says,
are you seeing that?
Like, it says manage devices, manage and hey, safe browsing, password manager, but it doesn't say like people and sharing. Let's see.
Okay. Is there like a search button or at the upper portion of the page?
Yeah.
There is. Okay. I'd like you to type in there the name of your business. Now, once you type in your name of the business, you should be able now to see your company name. Let me know if you're seeing another option on your end.
Nothing popping up.
No. Interesting. Okay. You're using your phone, right, to access this? Okay. Is there a way that you can open a computer or probably a laptop or a tablet? I think it's easier there.
I don't have it with me. Right.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. All right. No worries. Not a problem. Okay. So I will just send you the email instruction about how to add us to the Google page. So it's basically the same steps. So what's going to happen is that once you click the link, it's going to ask you for the password, the username, basically to log into the Google page. Now, at the upper left side portion of the page, you should be able to see users. Now, that's where you can click and add another person to manage your account. So there's a step-by-step process on that email. Just follow it. And, of course, once you have added our team, just reply to their email so that they can also accept the invite on their end.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And I'm so sorry about going you through on the process. I think it's Google is still acting up. Yesterday, Google app is actually acting up. Mm-hmm. So they had a problem with a Google application. So I hope it's fixed. So now I can also see that you have a Facebook page here created for your company. Now for your Facebook page, I assume you have access to this page, right? You can make changes as well. All right. Is there a way that you can log into your business Facebook page? In that way, I can walk you through to add our content manager so that she can start working on the page.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Let me know once you have logged into your Google business page. I mean, Facebook business page.
Okay. So I'm on it right now.
Okay. Sorry about that. Give me 1 second here. It's also asking a password on my end. Sorry. Weird. Okay. Oh, yeah. It is going to be asking password. Okay. Perfect. So are you able to see a settings icon at the upper portion of the page? Like the gear icon.
I'm on
the gear
app.
Symbol.
So I don't know
you're on the app itself. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're already on the business page, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now on the business page, are you able to see overview, inbox, notifications at the upper portion of the page?
I don't know.
You don't. Okay. All right. Okay.
What do you want me to look for?
I'm actually want you to look for the settings page or the settings icon once you log into your business page
settings.
On Facebook. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on settings.
Okay, perfect. Are you able to see page roles?
Yes.
Okay. On page roles, tap or click on add a person. It might be asking for your password. So it's a verification process by Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have typed in your password, let me know so that I can provide you our content manager's name on Facebook.
Okay. I have it already.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, ma'am. So I'm going to provide you our content manager's name on Facebook. She's going to be managing your Facebook page. And let me hear. Sorry about that. She just changed her name on Facebook. Okay. So I'm going to spell out her name. So her name is Lydia Ansley. Her first name spells as L for Lima, Y for Yellow, B for David, I for India, A for Apple, H for Hotel. And her last name spells as A for Apple, N for Nancy, S for Sarah, L for Lima, E for Echo, and Y for Yellow. It should show up 3 Lydia Ansley. The first one that's wearing a white polo with 2 purple flowers as her background, that should be her.
Okay, 2 purple. Yeah.
I think that's her wedding photo last year. So, and the page role should be admin and tap on add. I think on the other end, the one that's checked is editor. So you just have to tap on admin, then click on add.
Okay. Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me just go ahead and inform Lydia. I think she's on break for a moment. Yeah, she was. Okay. I'll let her know after she's on break. So thank you so much for adding our content manager. She's going to help you with the Facebook page. Now, I just want to check with you the servicing area here. Because on your Google page, it says Shreveport and surrounding areas. How many mile radius are we talking about here?
Let me ask my husband what page is that here. Because I think he has a 12, 15.
Okay.
¿Cuántas millas? ¿Quieres?
Hold on.
¿12, dice?
No.
He says 25.
Okay. Okay. And the center of the services would be Shreveport, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. So this is Libby just informed Lydia as well. Thank you. Okay, just give me a second here. And ma'am, by the way, I just need your permission as well. I think you have pictures about your service on your Facebook page. Is it okay if we can use these pictures as well? I think you also have the logo there, which is LH Lawn Services LLC. I think the gold symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Can we use that logo and your pictures to your website?
Yes, and I think I have some more pictures with my husband now, but I'll get them from his phone.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We can start working on this. Thank you so much for that. Now, so basically right now, ma'am, what we just wanted from you is just add us on your Google page. I sent you the email instruction and, of course, the pictures, mm-hmm. if you'd like to add additional pictures, so that we can include that as well on the website. Now, the website, it should be ready within the next 3 to 5 business days. So today's Wednesday. Oh, we're off on Monday. Okay. So around Tuesday or Wednesday next week, you're going to be receiving an email, a text message about the website link and where you can see them. Now, all the things that we're going to be doing here, you and your husband, both of you will have access. You'll have visibility on what we are up to, what we're currently working on your local Splash account or what we call a client dashboard. Now, your credentials, it will be sent out to you next week. So that's the username, the password, and where to log in. So we only create one credentials per account, but you'll have to share it with your husband, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the dashboard, it's still a web page that we are working with right now, but I want to give you a heads up that we are also working on the mobile application. So we'll let you know as soon as the mobile app is ready. In that way, you can just download it on your phones and see what's happening. It's easier for you to track as well. So we're at testing the mobile app right now as we speak. So we'll let you know. It's almost done.
Okay, good.
Now, perfect. So with the marketing campaign that we're going to launch for your company, you should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. Now, if you have any question, please reach out to us. You can also log into your dashboard to get assistance from our chat representative, who could also assist you. So with that said, ma'am, we're done with the interview. Do you have any questions for me or for Tina that we can help you with?
No, I think that would be all. I just have to figure out how to set the Google
All right. Well, it's actually easier on the phone. I mean, on the computer or laptop. But okay. Of course, if you need some help, just let us know. We'll walk you through.
Okay.
Thank you so much again for your time, and do take care and have a great day. Goodbye for now.